How do you feel about speaking in public? Is it something you've ever considered, or are you too nervous to do so? Or would you like to just improve your speaking skills generally? Well, I have some news about a course which could be very beneficial to you. Here to tell me more is Stephen Sutherland, RNIB Connector, and also Grace Nash Hendry from the Glasgow Speakers Club. So Stephen, tell me all about this event you've got planned.
For me, I've been working with people who have sight loss throughout the last 2 years. And what I've been constantly hearing is people are really keen on doing some public speaking, and they would like to do that because they want to try and get their message across in terms of what it's like to live with sight loss. So I decided to put the money that I was granted towards this public speaking project. I got in contact with the Glasgow Speakers Club, who are based in the Glasgow City Chambers, and we decided to work with RNIB and the Glasgow Speakers Club to put together a project that will benefit people, or specifically is more tailor-made for people who have sight loss. But this project is going to be for people who are 18 to 30 who have sight loss, or indeed any other disability that accompanies sight loss, to come and learn how to do public speaking in a professional capacity, and for them to gain confidence, build new skills, meet more people, and hopefully do a presentation at the end, in which we hope they can then take those skills and confidence that they have gained.
Now, Grace, you're from the Glasgow Speakers Club. What's your involvement in this?
We in the Glasgow Speakers Club are very enthusiastic about public speaking. This is our hobby. And I was delighted when I was first contacted by RNIB, and then I was introduced to Stephen Sutherland, and together with RNIB, Stephen and I have been working for some months now to produce a tailor-made course. Now, the members of the Glasgow Speakers Club are very experienced. We have experience of training different groups of people, but why we're so keen and happy about this project is that it's new ground for us. We will be learning with the participants because we have virtually no experience of coaching visually impaired people, and we're having to rethink our skills and what the participants would need. So I would say to the people out there, if you would like to improve your confidence, which Stephen touched on as well, public speaking helps you in so many ways. It's not just to stand up and make that speech at a wedding or something. It could just be in an interview for a job. It could just be in daily living when you go into a shop and you want to politely but confidently get your point across. So I would encourage anyone listening who comes into the age group that Stephen's project fits to get in touch and find out more about this course.
And obviously improving your public speaking skills would improve confidence as well, so it's a win-win situation.
Totally.
And Stephen, who'll be there from RNIB? What's their involvement in this?
So from the RNIB, you obviously have myself. I'll be there throughout the 8 weeks. And so I'm pretty sure Susan Byrne, who is the Connect facilitator for Glasgow, will also be attending. We may also have some other volunteers within RNIB to come along and help out throughout the 8 weeks, whether it be for travel or whether it be helping out during the course for like teas, coffees, or helping people get around. There will be that aspect from RNIB. RNIB have been helping the Glasgow Speakers Club develop the course for people who have sight loss, because obviously it needs to be adapted so that people who have sight loss are able to participate fully. And that experience that RNIB has been able to help the Glasgow Speakers Club. And for me, that's why I think that both of them working together in partnership has been an excellent achievement. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how the 8 week programme progresses.
It sounds a fantastic opportunity, Stephen. How can people find out more then?
If you would like to find out more, please email me at Stephen, spelt with a V, Sutherland@rnib.org.uk, or you can contact Susan Byrne, again our Glasgow West of Scotland facilitator, on 07980 750717. Again, that is 07980 750 717. We would also like to say that applications are due in on the 30th of April of this year, and interviews will be taking place on the 4th of May and the 8th of May. However, if you do struggle with those dates, please still get in contact with us and we can look to make arrangements to have the interviews on a date that hopefully will suit both you and ourselves here in RNIB.
And Grace, can you give us an outline of what participants can expect from the course?
Over the 8 sessions of this course, you will start by going away and preparing possibly 2 minutes and coming back for the second session with a very short speech. And hopefully by the end of the 8 sessions, you will have built up a full speech.
And it's open to anyone. It doesn't matter what level you're at.
No, this is a wonderful thing. We are hoping that we will have applicants from a range of experience. So if you're out there and you've had no experience of public speaking, please apply. If you have developed some skills and feel that we could help you sharpen them up, polish them, then this course is also for you.
So where will the course be taking place?
Well, we're very grateful to Glasgow City Council because they have been generous enough to give us a room in Glasgow City Chambers where we'll all meet. Our first session is on Wednesday the 13th of June and we'll be meeting from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock. We will have 5 Wednesdays, one after the other, so that's 5 weeks. We're then going to break, actually because the European Games are on and the City Chambers will be totally occupied with events relating to that. So we'll have 5 weeks of a break where the participants can go away and work hard on their speeches and come back in August and we will have 3 more sessions. But we're hoping to get to know the participants, and while we do have a programme, our aim is to modify it as we get to know the participants and try to deliver what they need and what they want.
And as you mentioned before, Stephen, at the end of the course, participants will be given the chance to stand up and showcase their new skills.
What we are working on just now is we would like to have the participants do a final presentation in the debating chambers of the Scottish Parliament, which would be a really nice way to end the whole project. I would like for friends and family and people who have worked on this project all to be there to witness what the participants have learned, as well as hopefully getting maybe the First Minister to come along, and it'll also be hosted by the presiding officer in the Scottish Parliament as well. I would like to add also that this course is free for all participants and reasonable travel expenses will be paid as well. So please don't feel that you're limited by travel or money, because that has all been taken care of.
Well, Stephen and Grace, thanks for popping in and sharing this exciting news. It sounds a great project. Wish you lots of success with it. In the meantime, thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.